So our Red Business Town takeover brought us to Mitchelstown, and as usual, there are lots of different businesses there who want to tell their story. So many, in fact, we had to spill over into a second podcast. So this is part two of Cork's Red FM Red Business Town Takeover of Mitchelstown. I'm Jonathan Healy, and this is Red Business.
Red Business, Cork's exclusive business podcast.
So we are here on what I would call the main street, but of course it isn't the main street, and we will find out just why it's not the main street in a minute, because we have a business based here, and it has been here, in fact, for 75 years. Kearney Fuelon from Fitzgibbon Pharmacy, you're very welcome to Red Business. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about this street. This is Upper Cork Street, is it?
Yes, that's right. It's Upper Cork Street.
Is there a Lower Cork Street?
I'm not sure. I'm like yourself, Jonathan. I'm only finding out. So I'm only here 9 months. So it's all new and exciting.
Pure blowing.
I am a blowing. That's it. That's what everyone's telling me.
But proud to be so. So Fitzgibbons has been here for what? 75 years.
75 years. Yeah. Part of the community for 75 years. They first opened their doors on April the 23rd, 1944, while the war was still raging in Europe. Pat Fitzgibbon came from a farming background in Glanworth, and he was only 29, and he had a strong knowledge of farming, and it inspired his passion in animal medicine.
Okay, so what did he do? He basically got into animal medicine and then realised, well, hang on, I have a bit of a skill for this.
Yeah, so I'll
put it into practice with humans.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's it. And I keep hearing the older generations telling me that the farmers used to queue for miles around to come and get his latest cure for their sick animal. Yeah,
so a little really bit of knowledge. Now, we've moved on a lot in pharmacy in 75 years, obviously enough. You have a good solid background. You've put in the hours elsewhere, haven't you?
I have. I've worked in over 32 different pharmacies, two different hospitals, prison pharmacy and medicines information. So okay. a lot of different ones. Yeah.
And is this kind of, I know you're far too young to retire, but is this you taking it easy now coming to a strong community place like Mitchelstown?
Well, as much as I love the locuming, so most of the pharmacies were relief work here and there, so you wouldn't get to build up a good community base. You wouldn't get a good kind of feedback off customers, and I really wanted to be part of a team.
So that's what drew you here initially?
That's what drew me here.
Pharmacy is a strange business because it's still largely independently owned pharmacies in Ireland. We have some chains that are there, mm-hmm. but pharmacies like Fitzgibbon's are still the beating heart of it all, aren't they?
Absolutely, and that was really important to me, to work in a good, strong, independent pharmacy. And one of the main things I will never forget in my interview, Cara saying that it was really the most important thing to her was the community. And that was a little bit different, because working in city-based pharmacies, I think you kind of lost that focus a little bit, and it tends to be more targets and margins. And I thought that was nice. And even her mom will always support the businesses in Mitchelstown. And that was really lovely. So that was really important to me, and it blew me away how passionate she was about Mitchelstown.
So you've undertaken various different initiatives. Obviously, you could just shift drugs all day long. That people are going to come in. They do love that kind of thing if they get prescribed them, and they do need them. But you've talked more about diet and staying healthy, and that's a big drive. And you've kept, again, with the theme, keeping it local.
Yeah, absolutely. So we teamed up with a couple of local businesses and we came up with healthy initiatives to kind of get Mitchelstown healthy.
How did they take that message? Did they take it well? Yeah, don't like the pharmacist telling you you're not healthy.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I was a bit nervous. I went door to door to hand out flyers, but everyone was really pleased, because the food here in Mitchelstown is fantastic and it's local, and we have the local market here every Thursday. But the portion sizes tend to be a little big.
Healthy portion sizes, yeah.
Healthy portion sizes, but sometimes it's hard to know what's in your meal, how much salt is in your meal and how much sugar is in your meal. And that's important if you're suffering from diabetes or heart disease, or even if you're just trying to lose weight, so that you know exactly how much calories are in the meals.
And when you started talking to people, what was the response? Again, you'd have the fear of people, you know, who's the one thing she is telling me what's going on. But when you did start having those conversations, what were they like?
It was very positive. I was absolutely delighted. People were really, really thought it was a brilliant idea. So I was really delighted. And Eileen Carey, who's the manager in the Hunters, who's one of the businesses that we were doing it with. She was really delighted because she was throwing away a lot of food, and even though their food is absolutely gorgeous, because the portions are so big, there's a lot of waste as well, which is such a pity.
So she was able to kind of work that into the business as well. And you teamed up with a gym?
Yeah, we teamed up with the local gym here, BTA in Mitchellstown. They did a low-cost spinning class for beginners, and we gave everybody a free box of vitamins that joined up.
Isn't
and
spinning just a form of sadism, though? I mean, making people do that in front of others, it seems wrong on every level, but people took it up nonetheless, did they?
Yeah, I love it. I do it myself with the girls from work. We go every week, and it's a load of fun. Oh, you
really?
Should try it, honestly. Yeah, and the music is great. It's
Look, come here. What is it like now being part of this? Because you are in Mitchellstown now. You'll walk out on the street and people will know you from the pharmacy. I'll probably stop you and ask you for your advice, Ciara. But have you found what you were looking for?
Absolutely.
In coming to a town like this?
Absolutely. I love it. I love walking to work and everybody saying hi to me. I love the team. The people, our customers, are so honest and genuine and down to earth. I love my team. I love the coffee in Blueberries. I love the bread in Chamberlain's. I'm really, really happy here, and I'm delighted.
You're
I
making
came.
Me as a city dweller feel really bad here. I mean, I need to stand up for the city. But look, we wish you the very best of luck. Fitzgibbon's Pharmacy. It is here on Upper Cork Street, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, Upper Cork Street. I must find Lower Cork Street. But for now, Ciara Ní Foilán, thank you so much for joining us on Red Business.
Thanks a million. Thanks, Jonathan.
Red Business. All that's best about business in Cork.
So two things anyway. If you want to have a look at the type of menu that Ciara has been working on to help you keep the plate in a reasonable state, the Hunter's Rest, the green menu, and she's given it to me here, and it has the calories listed on it. I have to say I'm hungry looking at it. And then almost to prove a point that there is indeed a Lower Cork Street, we got dropped in bread from Chamberlain's here in Mitchellstown, traditional handmade bread, and lo and behold, they are in fact on Lower Cork Street. So there is a Lower and an Upper Cork Street, depending on which part of it you land on. Let's speak to another business that is here on Upper Cork Street, and it's a business that is trading away for the last 13 years and run by a lady by the name of Sandra O'Sullivan. Sandra, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm all right. You look terribly nervous. Have you ever been on the radio before?
Never, no.
Never,
no.
Grand. Okay, well, you can only go horribly wrong. Tell us a little bit about the business. How long have you been working at?
13 years established on my own. I have 5 fully qualified with me. I originally actually started where I am now. I started training there 24 years ago.
Right.
Crazily enough.
You didn't have to admit that.
Yeah,
you could have said, I
know,
started
sure
straight
look
out of secondary school at 13
I'm experienced
years ago.
Anyway, you can see that.
So when you set your own business up, 13 years ago was a tough time
it was
to set
yeah,
up a
business. Just before the recession hit, I had great timing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really. Yeah, it was hard, but like I, you know, I was working in the town for a long time, so I had a good customer base built up and a good family and loyal friends, so they all helped out. And
well, recession or no, people have to get the haircut.
Yeah,
they?
Exactly. It's something that people can't really do themselves, at least properly, hopefully. So it's something we're always going to be needed for, you'd imagine, to know.
Yeah. And what set you out on that course originally, all those 20 odd years ago? Did you always say, I'm going to have my own salon?
No, like originally when I started, I was only 14 and I, in my mind, thought I wanted to be a teacher, which definitely wouldn't have worked. And it was literally just a job came up for weekend work and I applied for it and it went from there. I suppose I always did hair, but I pretended in my head that I wasn't going to do it. You know, people always say to me, oh, you were always doing hair in school and, you know, all this kind of thing. So it just worked out that way and I loved it and kept going.
It's a funny business because, you know, when I get my hair cut or I'm watching my wife get her hair cut, mm-hmm. I think it would be easier to understand rocket science than some of the things that you do with
yeah.
women's hair.
Some people think it's not like a proper job. And
it's horrifically
there's a huge amount, especially the last recent years. It's such a scientific thing now. You need to know all about the hair science and colours and things like that are just, you need to know what you're doing. Like, you literally have to be trained for a long time and have a lot of experience to understand it.
And customers, I'm guessing, are fiercely loyal.
There,
but
yeah.
They also expect that they're not going to go out with something green on top of their
head. No, they expect the best and they deserve to when they're paying money. Do you know, like you can't just do whatever you think. You have to work with the client, you have to understand their hair, understand them and give them something as well, especially financially. There's no point giving them something that they can't keep up maintenance-wise. So you have to kind of look at everything, really. It's not just about how much money you can make on that head. It's whether they can keep it going. And
you're a Mitchelstown woman through and through,
yeah,
are you?
Yeah.
So how have you noticed the town changing over the last few years?
There's been an awful lot of different nationalities who come into the town, but they've all settled in really well, and we'd have a lot of clients from different cultures, different nationalities. There's a lot of very loyal people in Mitchelstown that have probably never left, and they stay in the town. We'd have a lot of clients coming from outside of town as well, you know, so it depends on your reputation, I suppose, at the end of the day, and what work you do will draw people back to you, you know.
But here we are on Upper Cork Street as opposed to Lower Cork Street.
Yeah.
I remember driving through here, probably not long after you'd started in the recession, going, wow, this town is struggling a little bit.
Yeah, it was. Like, we originally started in Lower Cork Street. I had my salon down there originally. And at the time, that was the busiest part of the town, you know. And this side of the town wasn't really, a lot of places closed down. And it seems to kind of go that every few years it comes up to the top of the town and then it goes back down. But the bottom of the town seems to do better, as in, you know, like, people seem to stay in business down there longer. I don't know why, but we found up here was better for parking. You have Tesco car park up here as well, would provide a bit. So parking is a big thing for our clients, because a lot of them colours and that would be in for a couple of hours. So like, if they don't want to be caught.
Not only do you do it well, you have been announced as finalists as best team in the Irish Hair and Beauty Awards.
We have, yeah.
That's not bad going.
No, we were very humbled by it, I suppose. It's great to be even thought of. So the finals are in September in Cork. So
is there anything? Can we rig the vote for you? Can we do? Is there any way of getting involved?
Apparently, it's they, like, we didn't even know we were on any list until the finalists were announced. But I contacted them and they said that they put out feelers months before, and obviously somebody voted for us, but we were shortlisted then for the finals. I still don't know who did, but look, it's great.
You just have to do everyone's hair equally
But you know what, look, that's it. You just have to look out after everybody in the same way. There's nobody any different to me when they come into the salon, whoever they are, you know.
Well, Sandra, we wish you the very best of luck. It's Sandra's Hair Studio on Upper Cork Street here in Mitchelstown. Good luck in September for the Irish Hair and Beauty Awards, and thank you so much for joining
us
in
Red Business. Thanks a million.
The only show in town for Cork business, Red Business.
So, at last, we are moving off Upper or Lower Cork Street and moving to a street not in the centre of the town, but it's still a vibrant area. Norma Kelly, tell us about Praline Pastry Shop and Cafe.
So Praline Pastry opened in May 2016. So I am a pastry chef with 15 years, and it was always my ambition to open a pastry shop at some point. And I'm from just outside the town, in Ballylanders, which is just over the border in Limerick.
Oh, no, hang on. we're not.
But we went to school here in town, so you know, I'm very familiar with Mitchelstown. So I opened it just over 2 years ago now. And we make everything in our little kitchen in the shop, which is just in what we call Mitchelstown Shopping Centre, which is just beside Tesco's supermarket, between Tesco supermarket and Mitchelstown Leisure Centre.
Now, you have me kind of flummoxed here. So Praline Pastries, are we talking fancy stuff now? We're not not your common or garden kind of stuff.
Yes, we like to consider it fancy.
Yeah, but what kind of fancy?
So we do a range of things from, you know, we do simple things like apple crumbles, we do fresh scones every day, things like that. And then we do things a little bit fancier, If you might like to call them fancier, like we do a mango and passion fruit cheesecake,
oh yeah.
White chocolate, raspberry and lime cheesecake. We do chocolate and orange mousses. We do, I suppose our signature dish would be praline opera, which an opera cake is a little gâteau, which is layered with almond sponge, coffee, buttercream. I add a little bit of praline to it as well.
Just for good measure.
Just for good measure. Yeah. And praline, for anyone that doesn't know what praline is a mixture of caramelized nuts and sugar, and you just blend them together, and we bring it to a paste, and then we use that as a flavouring.
Praline is the stuff in the middle of the fruit.
Yeah, and it's yeah, exactly. And you know, small Belgian chocolates are also called pralines.
Yeah. Now, I have to say, here you're telling me about all this, and you came in with the hands hanging. You broke number one rule.
I dropped a few bits yesterday.
That's no good. That was Neil Prendeville. Neil Prendeville, it didn't even eat it. He's a man.
You mean they didn't share yesterday?
He guards his
body. You have to do it back now to share.
So anyway, you came in with your hands hanging. Here we are.
I did bring two vouchers though that you can raffle.
Look, tell me, why did you set the business up? I mean, it's 20, how many years ago? 2016?
Yeah, 2016, yeah.
So in other words, the economy doing well, but you could have set it up in Cork City, but you set it up here. Why?
I cut it up here because Mitchelstown, I consider Mitchelstown my hometown.
Despite being from Limerick.
And my husband is just from outside the town as well. And my family, most of my friends, a lot of my friends are from around town. We came to school here. My dad works here. And, you know, Mitchelstown is a really vibrant town. We're lucky to have lots of different businesses and shops and, everything is in Mitchelstown. And it's a great community of people here in town and they're really supportive of new businesses. So I felt that, like, you know, people knew me. Some people didn't know me so well. But now with the amount of people that I've gotten to know just by having the shop here and the cafe, because I work on the counter as well. I'm in and out, so I'm in the shop most days.
You're hands on.
Yeah, we are hands on. Yeah, I am.
So you've got how many staff working with you?
I have about 6 staff full time and part time. So Anne Marie and Maureen, I suppose people would be most familiar with on the front counter.
Yeah.
They look after all the kind of the day to day running on the counter and taking orders and all that. And then I have students and stuff working part time. So I've got Chloe, Linda, Louise, Jordan, and I've had other people down through the couple of years, and you know, most people have been with me since the start, which is great. And then my mum and dad are very hands on in the business as well. You know, dad works here in town, my mum does some baking as well. She comes in and helps out with the baking when we're really busy.
Right,
and
okay.
Dad does, you know, little bits and pieces and looking after the flowers and things like that.
Good work, and well done. Your input is valuable.
So I'd be very, and then my husband is great. He helps out with stuff. And so there's lots of behind the scenes work as well that people help out
and
with.
And, you know, when you open a business like this, in a town like Mitchelstown, you need people to come into you.
You do, yeah.
And if they don't come in or if for some reason you don't have the reputation, don't get the business. So it's really important to guard it, I'd imagine, is it?
Yeah. So, yeah, it is. And in fairness, like, I have to say, people have got behind us from the start and we've got a great regular custom and we love to see new people coming in as well every day. And the thing is, like, I personally like to, you know, I make do most of the baking. Louise does some, my mum does a little
when
bit as well.
When did you find out, by the way, at what age did you work out? I'm not bad at this out of baking. Like.
I suppose I always loved baking. I used to bake with my grandmother and with my mum when I was younger. And then I went to college in Dublin in DIT in Galbraith Street and I did a culinary arts degree there, but I specialised in pastry. I've worked in a lot of restaurants around Dublin and I worked in France as well for a couple of summers.
But you always wanted to come home.
I always wanted to come home, yeah.
Yeah, and here you are.
And here I am. So now I'm here and I'm married outside Mitchelstown as well, and we have a little girl as well, Vivian. So she's
and is she keeping in tradition now? Does she like baking, or is she at that stage yet?
She's 15 months, so
she likes getting the hands
in. Yeah,
she's
probably
stuck
in. She likes to stand up on a chair, all right, even though she's not supposed to be climbing on chairs, but she's always. She's good with her hands, actually. No, she likes to play with things.
Small little hands can do lovely things. Yeah. Little I think you could take it from now that she's got to be in the family business.
She does like a baby Cheeto or two as well.
You can order online. The website you've got.
Yeah, we have the website. It's www.praline.ie.
P-R-A-L-I-N-E.
A lot of people mightn't be familiar with it yet. So we have a small selection of cakes that you can order online with there. It's just 48 hours notice for online ordering. And then you can pay online and everything. So
do
it's really really
have
handy.
To come to the shop to pick it up? Or
they have to collect from the shop, I'm afraid. Yeah, at the moment we don't have a delivery system right now.
You can't
really
shove it through a post box. You do
not really, no.
Not made for it. Well, look, Norma, all I'll say is it sounds fabulous. I will overlook the fact that you did. You brought some to Dave Mack and to Neil Prendival, but you didn't bring it to me. I'll overlook it, right, because you brought yourself. We wish you and everybody in Praline Pastry Shop and Cafe the very best. Look, Norma Kelly, thank you for joining us on Red Business.
Take care, bye.
Red Business, Cork's exclusive business podcast.
So for a bit of balance, we're going to end our visit to Mitchelstown for the town takeover on Lower Cork Street. It's been quite the geographical journey for us, but we finish in style at least. Diane Quain from the Style Lounge, how are you?
I'm very well, how are
That's
you?
That's a very unusual surname, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, I pronounce it Quan.
Quan.
But then depends on who you talk to, so yeah.
Yeah, because I know the name Ruan, which would be the R version of your name, but you're
Close.
Quan.
Yeah.
Okay, and are you from Mitchelstown?
No, I'm from Angusboro, just out the road, so just over the border in Limerick. But I went to school here and everything. So.
There's an awful lot of that, actually. The second person who was born in Limerick but made their money in Cork.
Well, you're on the three counties here, aren't you? Like Limerick, Cork and Tip, so we're all
And if it was
bag.
Cork versus Limerick in a hurling match?
Oh, it's always Limerick.
See?
Yeah, we're very disappointed after last weekend.
Yeah,
what can
look,
you do?
You can't be saying that out loud. Tell us about the Style Lounge. What do you do?
So we're a shoe and accessory boutique. We opened in 2008. And yeah, we've been there 11 years now since March. And it's, you know, it's we do predominantly shoes. We do scarves, jewelries, accessories, handbags, leather and non-leather. And yeah, it's... You know, a little bit of everything, really. So
now, again, 2008.
Yeah.
Great year to set up a business.
Just before the recession hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so. It kind of started at that point. You would have had
started
the
a couple
sign.
Of months after us. Yeah, I know we were a bit naive, but no. In fairness, we kind of held our own. We got a lot of support from the town and surrounding areas. We've got great customer base, and I suppose you know we kept our heads down and we got through it and. You've come out the other side.
There's various businesses that I readily admit I don't understand. Sandra, who was on this episode a little bit earlier, is a hairdresser. Not a clue. It looks like rocket science to me because there's so much that can go wrong with it. Your business is the same because you cater for a market that I don't understand. If I want to get a suit, I go to a suit shop.
Yeah.
And it's very straightforward. You can have blue or black. Those are your options. A woman going to a wedding or a do or something has so many options and they need to go somewhere where they'll get something that won't be everywhere.
Yeah.
So do they, is that the kind
so
of
So that's what
that
we try to,
to
do. So we would, I suppose we try to cater, try to get a little bit more current on fashion. We do a lot of trade shows. We go nationally, internationally to trade shows. We're always kind of trying to keep ahead of the curve, keep an eye on new brands that are coming out, new fashion, and offer that into the people in Mitchelstown and surrounding areas.
Yeah, so do you get a lot of people coming in, like the mother or the bride, that kind of thing, do you?
Yeah, well, we do that, and we do, I suppose, a lot more casual stuff, and stuff that stands the test of time, you know, that it's not throwaway fashion, that, you know, you'd invest in good boots, good quality, and that you'd have them for years and stuff.
Do you like the idea of fast fashion?
Probably, well, no, I suppose, I think I'm trying to offer probably more, I suppose, do you know, stuff that will last, really, I suppose, that you're not throwing it away, that you're not shopping every week. Mm. You know, more, I suppose, just good quality leather products. We do non-leather products also, but a little bit of everything, but that it would last you for years to come, that you'd always have it.
So when you set up in 2008,
yeah.
You kind of didn't know how the business was going to go.
No.
What was the reaction like from the people here in the town?
Great. I mean, Mitchelstown is a great town for supporting local businesses. They're great to kind of pop in and out. It's got a very community feel to it, so that really does help. It's not
even
like
for a Limericker.
Yeah, exactly. But well, I went to school here as well, so I went to secondary school.
Yeah, so that kind of covers a multitude. Look, where do you go next? Is it you're happy with your lot? Are you looking at online? Are you looking at doing other things?
I suppose down the road, yeah, we have Facebook and we have an Instagram profile. And I think the way to go next will be into create more of an online presence again. I think that's the way retail is going. But we're happy in the shop. We have a great customer base. They're very loyal. Yeah, so we're quite happy with that
and
at the moment.
And you stay local as well.
And we stay local,
you know,
as well.
The money stays local.
Yeah.
You know everybody who comes through the door.
Yeah, exactly. We've built up relationships with them. We've made some great friends in the shop over the years. And we're thankful for them.
Okay, you know. Well, look, it sounds great. Style Lounge on Instagram, on Facebook and also on Lower Cork Street.
On Lower Cork Street,
you can actually go the old-fashioned way and in through the front door.
That's it.
Diane Quan,
yep.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
for joining
very much.
Actually,
thanks
hang
for
on a second. Do my eyes deceive me or is Norma Kelly back outside here? Let's bring Norma in because I was slagging Norma earlier on because Norma forgot to bring treats. Yeah, which is kind of the obvious thing. Norma, we're still recording. In you come.
So
what have you
got?
No,
Norma.
No, you have to come back on the microphone. Tell me, did you bring me something now? You did.
I did. I brought something nice.
You brought me something nice. And she's very good. Didn't you say you were a Limerick blowing as well, weren't you?
Yeah, yeah. So we're neighbours.
Thank you so much, lads. You made us feel really welcome. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So I'm going home with a few pralines in me pocket. So thanks very much to everybody who looked after us here in Mitchelstown. It just goes to show you that we have really vibrant towns that deserve every bit of support that we can give them. My thanks to everybody who took part in this podcast series from Mitchelstown, to Rachel and to Alan from the Red Patrollers who looked after us so well. Niamh Hennessy was the producer. I will catch you on the next one.
The only show in town for Cork business, Red Business.